So if Grace lived in New York City and had an exposed brick wall, you could get so much money in rent or sales, but you live in Indiana and you want to cover it up. So how can we help?
Right. We just finished remodeling. Remodeled kitchen, dining area, setting room. It's all open. Everything has white chair rail, white trim, white door facings, red fireplace wall. It's about 14 feet long, about 9 feet high. And it just takes over the room.
You could certainly whitewash the brick. You know, I almost never recommend painting brick, but I think whitewashing brick can sort of really enhance the look of it. And
what's the difference between painting and whitewashing?
Well, a paint would be like an opaque color. You wouldn't be able to see through it. But if you did sort of a whitewash, which is even like watering down white paint or
like
using
a stain?
Yeah, or using like a white stain that's not full strength opacity, like you can see through it. This way some of the characteristics of the brick will still show through, but in areas you can concentrate a little bit more heavier hand and have it to be a little bit more white, but still allow the beauty of the brick to pop through, because I understand the red could be so overwhelming, but brick is also, you know, something very expensive that people spend a lot of time installing, and a lot of people are from the school, you know, there's a special place in hell for those who paint brick, which is what someone at a Home Depot told me one time, and I believe it.
I really don't want to join them, but it would look so much better.
No, I mean, I agree with you. I think if it's so overbearing as it sounds it is, you can absolutely go with it, and it really, the white on the brick looks really nice.
Now, we were talking also about possibly, if not painting, drywalling over a portion of it. But with the mantle, I think it would just run the looks of the, because the full wall mantle as well.
It would be a shame to cover that completely, Grace. I think lightening up it is the right approach.
And it would be a lot of work to cover over it, because you would have to fur on top of the brick to give yourself distance so that drywall's not going right on top of the brick. So you have to put in furring strips. And if you've ever used a tapcon or a masonry bit, it's a lot of work. And once you finish with that first strip and realize what you're in for that rest of that 14-foot wall, you'll be kind of sorry you started.
By that time, it's too late.
Exactly.
And you're exhausted. You can't go back because you've ruined the wall with all of the holes from the tapcons.
Okay. Well, listen, I totally appreciate your time. Thank you very
Enjoy
much.
It.
I go with the whitewashing if I do anything at all, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Grace. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.